The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
Let's have a good time tonight, Kansas City. Royals win a fifth straight game. They take the opener from the Angels, 5-3, your final score. Hey, I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. Now, we do have a new phone number you might not be familiar with. It's changed since the last time you and I met up at Kauffman Stadium. As you know, you're listening to Royals Baseball on Crystal Clear, 96.5 The Fan. Here's the new phone number, 913-586-7965. I want to hear from you as the Royals reach 70 victories on the season. 15 games above 500, matching their high water mark for 2024. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965. A real business-like feel tonight, right? Everywhere, in every corner of Kauffman Stadium, a very business-like approach. Honestly, it felt as if the 15,000 in attendance, everyone up in the press box, well, certainly not the guys inside the dugout. Well, not the guys inside the Royals dugout. I don't know what they're thinking about, talking about, focused on in the Angels dugout. But it certainly felt as if all 15,000 in attendance tonight, and I would imagine the thousands listening on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app, it feels as if we're all just waiting for Friday. It seems as if we're all just waiting for that riptide to get started coming up on Friday when the Phillies get to town. Maybe I'm wrong. You let me know if it felt different for you. If you were one of the 15,000 in attendance, I'm not going to make you wait on hold. You jump to the front of the line. 913-586-7965. But it did. It had the feeling inside the ballpark of, man, we want to get excited. It's just this team on the other side does not seem to care all that much. Man, I've sat here and trashed the Chicago White Sox because of their ugly play. But at least a majority of their players seem interested in playing the game. Holy cow. I mean, if I could be real, the first three runs scored tonight by the Royals, sure. I'm not trying to take anything away from the boys in blue, but finally, thankfully, Salvi made Angels starting pitcher Carson Fulmer pay for his strange obsession with Michael Massey as a base runner. The heck do you keep throwing over to first base? Focus on Salvi at the dish. Oh, whatever. Salvi makes some pay and puts the boys on top 1-0 in the third. And then this Carson Fulmer cat insists on throwing Paul DeJong a fastball in the nitro zone. I mean, he lived to fight another day as DeJong pulled it for a foul ball. But then he threw the exact same pitch in the exact same spot. You thought a guy that came into the day with already 20 bombs, you thought he was going to miss that one? Hey, I'm not complaining because as I'm watching the game, it felt as if it was 100-0 from Dusty Likens' first pitch until Vinny Pasquantino leaped and caught that line drive off of the bat of Mickey Moniak for the 27th out. It felt as if it was complete and utter domination by the Royals tonight. And yet, every time I looked up at the scoreboard, it's a one-run game, three-run game, one-run game, two-run game. It was always a bloop and a blast away from being a upsetting game, a frustrating game, the kind of game that you look back with regret at the end of the season. But Salvi made sure that didn't happen. Seth Lugo made sure that didn't happen. How do I not have full phone lines right now ready to call up and praise Seth Lugo? I mean, for as much as many of you were searching for, reaching for, diving for the panic button, that looked like some classic Seth Lugo to me. Sure. The three walks are abnormal, but the seven innings, the seven quality innings, that's the Seth Lugo that you and I were clamoring for to start the All-Star game just about a month ago. All right, let's dive into these phone calls, 913-586-7965. From Lugo to the team to the crowd, and then a bunch of Marshawn Lynches inside that Angels dugout. A very, hey, bro, I'm just here so I don't get fined feeling coming out of that clubhouse. Is it just me or am I like you? Where it's handle the business, win these games, but I can't wait for Friday. I cannot wait for that 20-game stretch against only playoff teams. The Riptide, which you've heard me talk about endlessly for the past few weeks. A stretch of 20 games that begins on Friday with three against Philadelphia. In total, you play seven against Cleveland, four in Houston, three against the Phillies, the Twins, and it wraps up with three in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. I can't wait for it to start. Now, thankfully, the Royals are pros. Thankfully, that coaching staff has done a remarkable job of keeping this collection of young men focused on the task at hand, and that is the nine innings presented to you that day. Thankfully, the boys aren't looking ahead to Friday, but I know I am. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's start off with Jaden in Kansas City. Jaden, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Great game today. Love the way Seth Lugo played. You know, the Royals are on a good stretch. Hopefully they can continue this before the playoffs and we can get ahead.
That's the goal. No doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call, Jaden. Opens up a phone line for you. The Royals, with this win tonight, are now on pace for 91 victories. The boys are just 2.5 games back in the American League Central. And suddenly, the best record in the American League, a first-round bye, is within reach. It won't be easy. Again, with that riptide awaiting. And the reason why I'm calling it the riptide, dating back to spring training when I coined this season the deep end. The boys did not drown in the first 2 months. They were able to maintain through May. And in doing so, I knew that they would be able to maintain through the month of July and give us what we've been waiting for, exciting August baseball. And the only thing that stands between this team and this city, this fan base, and October baseball are those 20 games. If the Royals fight it, oh, they'll be dragged down. They'll drown in this riptide. But if they can go with it, do what got them here. Fundamentally sound defense, great base running. As good of an offense with runners in scoring position as you're going to find in the game. Not to mention one of the three best rotations in the sport. If they can do what got them here, do what got them to 15 games above 500, they'll make it through this riptide. And they'll make it to the postseason. Royals win 5-3. They take the opener from the Angels. Let's go to Steven in Greenwood. Steven, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I'm so happy you've been so positive all year, because I wasn't. At the beginning, it was awesome. And then, like, end of June, right before the All-Star break, I started to doubt. I called in then. I said, you know, it's been fun, but it's probably over. It's not over. We're going to go all the way to October in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's hard to fight you. I mean, I don't know if you were listening to what Denny had to say as he signed off for the night, but if Denny says it, I'm going to parrot it. And as Denny laid out, a guy that has seen more baseball than likely you and I combined. Now, Denny points out, sometimes you just get the sense when it's your year, things consistently break your way. And the Hall of Famer acknowledging that it certainly has that feel. 37 games to play, but it certainly has that feel of a playoff team. 913-586-7965. Give me that one more time. Again, that's 913-586-7965. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse coming up here in a matter of moments. Cole Ragans takes the ball tomorrow. If you're looking for a nice chuckle heading into on your drive home tonight. Royals have won 5 straight games, are 15 games above 500, own one of the best run differentials in all of Major League Baseball. Oh, and your ace is pitching tomorrow. Said it all season. There's nothing that I love more about this team than the next day's starting pitcher. Royals Angels, game 2, tomorrow night at 7:10. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock with your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Phillies go at it Friday night. So be listening tomorrow at 6 o'clock. To 96.5 The Fan as we get you ready for game 2 between the Royals and the Halos. Let's go to Luke in Lenexa. Luke, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, Vern, thanks for having me on. I'm mostly positive, and then I got one negative for you. But first off, you're right on pregame with Carrington. We need a big outing from Seth Lugo after he stunk it up a couple times. He did great tonight, 7-2 runs. That's exactly what we needed. Doesn't really matter this game. That's a terrible team. We need to be good so we can hopefully win us a series against Philadelphia. And hopefully we can finish up this series. It should be a sweep, like you said. You said 2 games pregame. If you win 2 games, you should expect a third. I say if you win the first one against this bad of a team, you got to sweep them. And my one negative is, how is there only 15,000 people at the game tonight? That's
Were
ridiculous.
You here? Were you here?
I was here. I was sure here, Vern.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
I would not crap on the attendance if I wasn't there, Vern.
Well, that's why you're a good man. I appreciate that, Luke. Thank you, bro. Sadly, way too many people call up and text in and want to dump on Kansas City for not showing up to the games while they sit at home. So, Luke, hopefully no offense taken, but just had to challenge you on that. 15,091 turning out tonight. That's well below the season average. A season average that already has this team bottom five in Major League Baseball, no doubt. Hoping that it picks up tomorrow, picks up on Wednesday. I know you'll be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not worried about that. All you guys are really doing is deepening my belief that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday baseball and Major League Baseball just doesn't work. That they should do away with it. But that's a conversation for another day. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Just a very business-like night at Kauffman Stadium. From Seth Lugo, from Salvador Perez, from the Royals, from the fans. It just dawned on me I got to watch the Angels play two more times this year. Good God, didn't I put in enough last year with that 106-loss Royals team? You made me watch the White Sox 13 times, and now I got to see this sad sack of... Let's go to Chase in Lawrence. Chase, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I was one of the ones at the ballpark tonight, and, you know, attendance numbers, yeah, it's tough to see that, but for those that did come out, it is a beautiful thing to see August nighttime baseball, Royals winning a meaningful game. I mean, we're in this playoff hunt, and, I mean, these past few weeks you've been talking about the division, and I'll be honest, I wasn't on board with you. I'm one of those that scoreboard watches, you know, pretty early into the season. I've been looking at this wild card hunt, not really checking on the Guardians, but man, I look at the standings 2.5 behind. I'm going to be seeing what the Guardians are doing tomorrow, and I mean, I'm feeling good. Let's go get this division. Thanks for taking my call, Vern.
I love it. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much, Chase. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. All right, how about this? Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse and talk with the man that picked up the save. A 1-2-3 face the minimum on just 8 pitches in the ninth inning. John Schreiber, welcome back, man. Thank you very much as he dials us up after a 5-3 Royals victory. John, it certainly looked good. How did it feel?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? It felt good. It was nice to get, you know, thrown into the fire first day back. So, but everything felt good. You know, I said earlier, knee's been feeling better than it has, you know, the past few years. So I'm really excited, you know, health-wise where I'm at and, you know, excited to be back with the team. And, you know, it's been so fun watching these guys play and, you know, since I've been on the IL and what they've been doing. So I'm excited to be back with the guys. So
is there anything that stood out? Is there anything that you appreciated more watching these guys while you were trapped on the IL?
Just the focus, you know, everybody has, and, you know, everybody just trying to have fun out there as well. It's just a combination of that. And, you know, it's been like that all year, and it's, you know, been fun, being in the clubhouse, and, you know, was even fun watching it, the last few weeks, since I've been rehabbing. So, and you got to see from afar, you know, what it looked like. And, you know, it's pretty cool experience to see these guys go out there and, do what they do. So
John Schreiber picks up his second save of the season, and I'm laughing because you come back and, oh, Seth Lugo, another 7 innings, another quality start. You come back and Salvador Perez is still driving in big runs. And I mean, it's the exact same squad that, you know, they're doing the same things that they were doing prior to the injury. It has to feel like you never left with Seth.
Exactly.
And Salvi leading
That's
the way.
Exactly how it felt. So it was, you know, no stress, you know, being the first day back. Obviously a little bit of nerves just because I've been out for so long, but, you know, that's why I was so glad got thrown into the fire like that right away. So,
yeah, those good nerves, right?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of that, speaking of that, getting thrown right into the fire, why does this work so well? Or why has it worked so well with this bullpen, with this coaching staff where – I mean, it doesn't seem as if there is any set role. You could come in tomorrow in the seventh and then in the ninth again coming up this weekend. Why does it work so well? What is it about this group?
You know, we just we all trust each other in that bullpen, man. We all get along so well down there, and we all try to pick each other up when we have bad days, and the good days are the best, and the bad days aren't that bad when you got everybody picking you up. So we always say hand it off to the next guy, and that's kind of been the motto all year, and we just got some good energy and good camaraderie in the bullpen and in the clubhouse. So it's been fun and exciting all year. So,
and John, we'll get you out on this. I don't know how much of the caller from Lawrence you just heard, but man, 2.5 games back in the division, the city's fired up, not only about a playoff push, but a chase at a division title. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to this clubhouse to be in the thick of it?
Yeah, it obviously means a lot. Just trying to, keep our heads down and stay focused. That's the main goal, not get too far ahead of ourselves and, just try and push and have fun, man. I mean, that's all part of it. And, we're trying our best to play the best ball that we can every day. And like I said, we're trying to pick each other up after the bad days, bad games, whatever it may be. So everybody's excited. So.
Did Vinny say anything to you after he made that leaping catch? I would imagine he's probably watching the replay somewhere right now.
Yeah, he might have whispered to me. I don't know how I caught that. So, but
believe it. Hey, John, thank you very much for calling us up, man. Great job out there tonight. Can't wait to see you back on the bump.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
There you go. John Schreiber inside that victorious Royals clubhouse as the boys get back to 15 games above 500. They take the opener from the Angels. Final score, 5-3. If you're on hold, stay there. It's a very quick timeout. We'll get right back to your calls after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet. Throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
They would go on to win 5-3, taking the opener from the Halos and picking up win number 70 on the season. Paul DeJong, an 8-pitch battle with Carson Fulmer. Fulmer was insistent that Paul DeJong see a fastball down the, I don't want to say the heart of the plate, middle in, still tasty. And after DeJong belted one 107 miles per hour off the bat, but foul, Fulmer comes right back with the exact same pitch, and DeJong takes a little off, only pokes it 105 miles per hour, but a two-run blast puts the boys up 3-0. Paul DeJong made his 10th start of the season tonight. Well, 10th start since coming to Kansas City. In those 10 starts, he scored 7 runs, driven in 8 runs. In those 10 starts, he has 12 hits, a .333 batting average, and an OPS north of 1,000. What do you say about this front office, guys? I mean, I'm not trying to start a parade with 37 games to go, but again, last year at the deadline, Royals win, Cole Reagans, thank you. This offseason, Royals win again with Lugo and Waka and Renfro. And now this year at the deadline, Royals win, Urseg, DeJong. You saw what Michael Lorenzen did last time out. I can't wait for Hunter Harvey to get back. You signed Bobby to the long-term extension. And this is just the beginning. If they're making savvy moves like this in the first 2 years, sustained success is very possible, even in a market like this, even in a city like this, in a league like this. My game notes following this 5-3 Royals victory, my game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's head up to Parkville. Talk with our buddy Wayne. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Wayne, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. I'm proud to say I was one of the 15,000 out there. I had a lot of family in town. I brought 9 people out there with me. I got married on Saturday. And
hey, man, congrats, brother. Night.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Hey, I was out there. I saw a lot of what you were talking about. Obviously, Shriver coming in and closing the game out for us was crucial. Booby looked real good coming out of the pen. I know he gave up that one to Neto, but he was ready, you know, first pitch swinging.
Right.
Lugo, you know, what can you say, man? I mean, his pitch count was in check all night going into the fifth inning. He was really in control the whole way there, man. They made that savvy move to go get DeJong. Obviously, talked about Urseg with him and MacArthur going yesterday, man. You're kind of wondering who they're going to bring out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, they just brought Shriver back, and he goes out there and gets that double play, man. And obviously, Vinny jumped up there and got that last one, man. So it was just an exciting game. Beautiful weather. Full moon. I mean, what else can you ask for, man? It's August, and we're in it to win it, man.
Oh, man, we could end the show after that phone call. Wayne, I'm with you, man. Well said. Perfect night. Perfect summer. Okay, maybe not a perfect team, but through 125 games, man, I can't draw it up much better than these dudes have put together.
Yeah, man. Who saw this coming? I mean, they've been just lights out at home, obviously, all year. Got that winning, you know, record now on the road, and I kind of like where we're at, man. You know, they got that Eye of the Tiger vibe, like, you know, the 2014, 2015 vibes going. So
right.
I'm all in, man. Let's go. I mean, I think we can get it from Cleveland.
I'm with you. Thank you very much for the phone call, Wayne.
Thanks, Vern.
Royals
care,
two
bud.
And a half games back of the Guardians in the American League Central. Seth Lugo, with his seven innings of two-run baseball, he lowers his ERA to 3.02. That's the eighth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. Royals still have 20% of the top 20 ERAs in baseball. Does that make sense? Of the top 20 ERAs in the sport, Seth Lugo is 8th, Cole Reagan's 12th, Brady Singer 13th, Michael Wacha 18th. So by earned run average, the Royals have 4 of the 20 best pitchers in the sport. There isn't another team in the sport that has more than 2. Royals have 4. Seth Lugo spins his team-leading 18th quality start of the season tonight. The Royals, as a team, pick up their eye-popping 62nd quality start that's more than, I mean, that's just shy, I should say, just shy of 50% of the games. 62nd quality start in game number 125. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Again, 913-586-7965. Quick correction. No, the Royals actually do have a quality start in more than half their games. Tonight was quality start number 63. So, yes, this elite rotation has given its team a quality start in more than half of the games. That right there, to go along with an elite defense, elite team speed, and the best batting average in the sport with runners in scoring position, that's why you're here. And if those things continue, even in this upcoming stretch of 20 straight games against playoff teams, even in this riptide, if those things continue, sure, you're still going to lose. Yeah, a quality start and big knocks from Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, great defense, great base running, you're still going to lose occasionally. I mean, you saw that against Boston. You saw that against the Minnesota Twins. You can play good baseball and still lose. That's baseball. That's sports. But if the standard remains, if the Royals do what they've done over the first 125, I have no doubts that this team can survive the riptide, make it to shore, and get their party on in October. Because that's what it's going to be. Mahomes doing his thing on one side, Bobby doing his thing on this side. Speaking of Bobby, Bobby went 1-for-4 with a run scored. It's his major league most 108th run scored of the season. He's on pace to break Johnny Damon's single season record, which has stood for 24 years. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. We go to DJ F Strings. That's a lot there, man. DJ, that's a lot That's a lot to say. You're out in Overland Park. What do you think?
Hey, Burns. Love you. Love your show. Hey, look, we're getting some timely hitting. The boys are playing some ball. Hey, look, I got to say, though, Melendez in the fifth
What
hole.
Does DJ F strings mean? What does that mean?
Yeah,
is that a guitar
your guy
thing?
Got it wrong. It's a long story. Your guy got it wrong. Let's get back to baseball, right? But Melendez, look, I don't know if we can handle it in the playoffs with him, fifth hole. I know the righty-lefty matchup. I get it. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense when he's batting 204. Look, I'll listen off the air. Love you. Love your show. Go Royals.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting 204 for the season. He's hitting 324 in August, and his OPS since the start of June is 782. Don't pay too much attention to his season-long batting average. Honestly, I don't think that MJ Melendez is ever going to be a big batting average guy. He's an OPS guy. He's an extra base hit guy. He's a swing for the fences. He's a three true outcome type of guy. But even if you want to look at batting average, I think this might surprise some people that the league average, batting average, is just a shade above 240. I'm not saying that to defend MJ Melendez, who was on base twice tonight, played a solid left field. Honestly, MJ's been good for about 2.5 months now. Had a nice first few weeks of the season and then went into a deep skid. But he's been playing quality baseball for a while now. I appreciate the phone call, DJ. So it's not DJ F Strings. Good, because that's a stupid name. I'm glad it's not F Strings. Hopefully I get that story sometime. If you're ever out at Kauffman Stadium, I would like to get to the bottom of what the real name is, DJ. Let's go to Ty and Lee Summit. Ty, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, I think we lost Ty. Oh, golly, man. That's all right. We can go to Wayne in Parsons. Wayne, you're hanging on, aren't you? I want to hear your thoughts after this 5-3 Royals victory. Go ahead, Wayne.
Heck yeah, Vern. I got a 2.5-hour drive from the stadium tonight. It was nice to be out there. We, brought back memories of 2013. I remember going to a game. It was July 20th, 2013. You know, after the All-Star break, we got hot and we started catching. That's when everything was built, that last half of the season. And I'm just talking from a fan's perspective in the stands. We started to get some, we're feeling an energy that we hadn't had for years. And tonight there was only 15,000 there. But again, I didn't realize it till afterwards. I felt that where I was sitting, at least, I felt, man, there's a pretty decent crowd. I was surprised it was only 15. But a couple things I wanted to bring up. I have a 10-year-old, and how spoiled is she? She's 10 years old. She doesn't know any different. I mean, my wife and I had our last child at 43 years old. So, but, you know, she's lived through, two World Series, having four Super Bowls, a KU National Championship. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, a lot of us fans have kind of PTSD, so we go negative. A lot of us, we'll go negative really quick because that's our safety mechanism, right? But the last thing I wanted to bring up, and it came to mind as I was leaving when Denny started talking about, you know, when Denny gets to be prophetic or he gets to start talking about things, like, he never fails. He talks about a batter. You know, he's kind of looking like he's going to come out of a slump and like Hunter Renfro, boom. And then back in 2014, you have to pull late August 2014, Denny went a little monologue in the middle of a game about, and you've talked about it before, about how he, you know, he just feels like this team has something. It's going to go. We're just about to, I don't know the words. You can say it better. But he kind of did that tonight after the game. Yeah. Because I was thinking we're a year away. But after listening to Denny tonight, I'm all in. We're going to, I'm saying we're going to win the division. But we're this team has enough. We're different. This is a different team. These guys all didn't come up together. But this is a different team. But this team is doing a lot of things, as you're pointing out, really, really well.
Yeah, well said, Wayne. Yeah, thanks for the phone call. You know, it was something similar to, yes, what he said back in 2014, where sometimes it's just your year. Sometimes the breaks just go your way. And when they start to add up, you pick up the tea leaves and they point you in the direction. They'll let you know where this team's going. Yeah, Denny hinting at the fact that this certainly feels as if a squad destined for the postseason. Now, the Hall of Famer caught himself, recognizing that there are still 37 games to play, a majority of them on the road, a majority of them against playoff-bound ball clubs. Now, things can change quickly. If I've learned anything, things change very quickly in this game, week to week. Listen to this show. Listen to the podcast of this show from a week ago, from 2 weeks ago. It's where's the parade to who can we trade to who can we acquire this offseason to where again is the parade? Royals win 5-3. They take the opener from the Angels. Let's go to Malachi in Rockport. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Malachi, what's happening?
Well, my dad drove me 2 hours, one way to get to the game. And I just wanted to call to say I wish we had a little more support in Kansas City because it took a long while to get there. And I think more than 15,000 people should have came out because that was a fun night.
Yeah, it sure was. But appreciate the phone call. If I harp on that, if we talk about it too much, the text line and the phone lines just fill up with people explaining why they didn't come, people that all of a sudden feel attacked, you know. By the way, for those of you that do feel attacked when fans call up and chastise the city for not supporting this team, for those of you that are at home going, hey, I can't afford it, hey, you know how expensive it is to take my family to Kauffman Stadium, blah, blah, blah. To those people, we're not talking about you. Okay? No need to get offended. No need to get defensive. I work in radio. I know all about, hey, I can't afford it. It's all right. We're not attacking you. We're attacking the men and women that can't afford it. That just decide, nah, I'll go another time. But you know what? I mean, honestly, that again leads me to that much longer conversation of how I would change the game, and you're not ready for that. Not tonight. No one wants to hear that tonight. Let's hear some more phone calls. Let's get back to this victorious Royals ball club. 70-55 on the season. Seth Lugo picked up the win. His 14th win of the season. There's nobody in baseball that has more wins than Seth Lugo. And this Royals team picked up a 20th straight win when allowing fewer than 5 runs. The Royals are now 50 games above 500 when they allow fewer than 5 runs. Just another indicator of how truly elite this pitching staff has been this season. Cole Reagans on the mound tomorrow, squaring off with a fellow lefty in Tyler Anderson. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and I'm on the air with the On Deck Show and your chance to win tickets to Friday's Lorenzo Cain Bobblehead Day, Friday's Fireworks Friday. Your chance to win those tickets tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. Let's go to Caleb in Lee Summit. Caleb, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking the call. I was going to say, one of the things that I think impresses me about this team a lot is it seems like there are some days where, you know, if Bobby's on and doing his superhuman thing, which is most days, the offense rallies around him and we have a great game. And some of the days where, you know, he's not being superhuman, the offense can have a hard time getting going and we don't score much to give the pitchers run support. But I feel like the last couple weeks, on those rare days when Bobby's not hitting 4 hits, the rest of the offense is really like taking a step up, protecting him in the lineup, getting hits when we need him, and scoring runs and supporting the pitching. And I think that's going to carry us pretty far. So thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, Salvi came up big today. Listen, you know, that big three in the middle, as is the case for most good teams, right? Your 2-3-4 hitters are going to pace the way. I think this team is a little different. I think those three are doing a little bit more heavy lifting than your average 2-3-4 hitters. Bobby today, 1-for-4, scored a run. Vinny, 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. He scored a run. And then Salvi, 2-for-4 with 3 RBI. Salvi puts the boys on the board in the third and then finishes off the Angels in the seventh. Salvi made it 1-0 Kansas City with that 2-out RBI in the third. And then, keep in mind, top of the seventh inning, even though this game never felt close, the two runs that Lugo gave up in the seventh made it a one-run game, right? 3-2 Kansas City at the end of that top half of the seventh inning. So maybe you weren't nervous in the stands. Maybe I wasn't nervous up in the press box. But we've all seen enough baseball to know that even a great reliever can leave one over the middle and all of a sudden a one-run game is a tie game. So after giving up those two runs at the top of the seventh inning, Bobby picks up an infield single, Vinny draws a walk, and Salvi is ready for a fastball up, and he rips it into left field for a two-run double. Salvi, Bobby, and Vinny, even though, yes, you know, Bobby didn't have a MVP day, right? You're not going to see him all over SportsCenter tonight and tomorrow. But when the team needed it, when things were getting tight, your big dogs did their thing. Salvi has 30 runs driven in his last 33 games. And after a pair of knocks with runners in scoring position tonight, Salvi's hitting .370 with runners in scoring position this season. That's top five in baseball. Let's go to Kyle in Olathe. Kyle, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. We'd be giving the Angels a little bit more credit if they did a little bit better at the trade deadline. But again, the Angels are as good as what they can be. Just looked at some scores. The Twins are losing. Baltimore's losing. Boston's losing. But to be honest, I don't really care what position the Royals are in. I just hope the Royals are in a position where they're able to play the Yankees in the postseason. And I hope everyone hears this. Yeah, I hope everyone hears this on crystal clear 96.5. But I hope the bum-ass Yankees play the Royals and know exactly what they're getting. I'll take it off the air. Thanks, Vern.
I'd love it. I would love for that to happen. And I'll rekindle the legendary battles from the 70s and 1980. Yeah, I'm all about it. That would be great. Speaking of the Yankees, man, I was looking at Seth Lugo, who... Oh, solid again today. Seth Lugo is ninth start of the season with at least 7 innings of work. So he's back on top of baseball's innings pitched leaderboard. Seth Lugo on pace to become the 6th Royals pitcher in the last 2 decades to go over 210 innings pitched. He would be the 3rd Royals pitcher in history to lead the league in innings pitched. But, you know, today was big for a number of reasons for Lugo. I think it was big... more so maybe for fan confidence. I don't think that Seth Lugo's confidence was ever shook. I know the coaching staff was never all that concerned. Talking to J.J. Piccolo, the general manager, earlier today, he pointed to Seth's track record this season and said, hey, everyone's allowed a few bad starts, right? Cole Reagan's had a few bumps in the road, and now he's back to being the ace in everyone's mind. But this was big for Seth Lugo, in my opinion. Even if his confidence wasn't shook, it certainly received a boost with this performance tonight. It just had to receive a boost. It's big because the next time we're going to see Lugo, Sunday against Philly. And then after that, in Houston, in that Little League ballpark against the first place Astros. And then after that, Seth Lugo is lined up to pitch the final game of the season against the Cleveland Guardians. And then after that, He's scheduled to pitch in the Bronx on September 11th. And four straight games, all of them thick. I mean, the pressure is going to be thick. The finale with the Phillies, the Stros, the final meeting of the year, the division could be on the line. The season series could be on the line with Cleveland. And then, you know, September 11th in New York, oh my gosh. Royals win 5-3. They get back to 15 games above 500. Well, speaking of Seth Lugo, I want to hear what tonight's victorious pitcher had to say after the game. Seven innings of two-run baseball, four hits. He struck out eight. And boy, when he needed to pick up a big strikeout, did he ever. Most notably, that fifth inning. Royals up 3-0. Lugo gives up a leadoff double to Logan Ohapi and then walks Brandon Drury. So first and second with nobody out. Seth Lugo locks it in as he strikes out Moniak, strikes out Adele, and then gets Taylor Ward staring at a slurve. Boom, boom, boom. Inning over. Threats neutralized. Win number 14 on the season for Seth Lugo. Here's what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Something, you know, with the fastball in particular, what was wrong? Like, what, tell us about how you arrived at that discovery.
Well, on my bullpen day a couple days ago in Cincinnati, I just felt something different, and it just seemed like the ball came out of my hand different. And, you know, I took that to the mound and looked at the numbers on the TrackMan, and they kind of were trending in the direction I wanted. So, Cincinnati, the way the guys were throwing the ball, you know, it's you kind of follow their momentum. So after the zeros they're putting up all series, I felt like I had to follow up and do what they were doing.
There you go. Seth Lugo following another quality start. Lugo, not to mention the quality start, he also limited the Angels, like I mentioned, in those big spots. They went 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position against Lugo. For the season, opponents are hitting .189 against Lugo with runners in scoring position. There isn't a healthy pitcher in the game that is holding his opposition to a lower average with runners in scoring position than Seth Lugo. It's been a remarkable season, and let's hope it continues, because as I mentioned, this dude is going to be pitching in huge games from here on out. Well, every game from here on out is the biggest game of fill-in-the-blank player's career. Unless we're talking Salvi or Waka, unless we're talking Renfro or DeJong, there are not many players in that clubhouse that have played in a bigger game than tomorrow's, or Wednesday's, or Friday, so on and so forth, for the final 37 games, each one bigger than the last. Royals win 5-3. If you're on hold, stay right there. We take a quick timeout and we get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, he roped that thing 108 miles per hour off the bat. How about Vinny scoring from first? Salvi's two-run double there in the seventh inning. Oh, that put the boys ahead 5-2. They would go on to win 5-3. A fifth straight win. Salvi has now picked up a knock in 10 of his last 12 games, and he's driven in a run in four straight. Royals win 5-3. We go to Tim in Kansas City. Tim, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we lost him. All right, let's try Edward in Gladstone. Edward, you're next up as the boys get to 15.
What's going on, sir? How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to
thank Odyssey. I hope they took care of y'all when they switch you over the FM station. I can hear the bass, and even the replays are just that much more exciting. So I just wanted to pray that they were taking care of y'all. Awesome year. I'm going to take it day by day, just like everybody says. But I love everything that y'all do, and I hope you get that phone number memorized, because I know it's tricky going from the 7-6, you know?
Yeah. But, I'm doing all right tonight, though. It was rough this week.
I remember I used to go to Intercom every day, take comics there and all that stuff. So, sure. Yeah, I'm glad y'all are taken care of. I hope you're taken care of. I seen it was nationwide, but I didn't really hear anybody talk about it other than y'all were saying, hey, we're switching. Yeah. But I just pray that y'all are taken care of, and you guys are
good.
Doing awesome.
Edward, we're living a dream, man. I appreciate the phone call. You know, listen, we're in the candy store of professions. Taking care of us just fine, Edward. I appreciate the concern, though, brother. Royals win, as I mentioned, a fifth straight game. It's their fourth streak of at least five wins so far in 2024. We go back to the phone calls and talk with Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm watching the end of the Padre game. Got one more strike.
Oh, your guy Jackson Merrill keeps helping my fantasy team. Lord knows I love that dude.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, I'm one of the ones that are kind of hoping that we don't win the division. Because according to Dodger fans, taking a break is the reason that they haven't made it to the past the first round, you know,
yeah,
the last two seasons. So,
Yeah. So. I like it. As a Padres fan, you're always looking to give a dig at the Dodgers. I respect it.
Well, heck yeah, Vern. I mean, come on.
I'm with it. Well, so, anyway, Dodgers having a nice night themselves, but, you know, that's whatever.
Anyway, I'm just glad that the Padres are helping out, and hopefully they'll help out the next two games, you know.
Yeah.
Royals and the Padres. Because remember at the beginning of the season, we talked about, oh, the Padres probably wouldn't make it to the playoffs?
Yep.
I'm still hoping for that Padre-Royals World Series, you know.
Hey, I'd love it. I would love. I don't know if they'd send me on the road, but boy, oh boy, I would love to go back to San Diego. I've only had good times out there covering Eric Hosmer winning that All-Star Game MVP when him and Salvi went back-to-back. I'd love to get back out there.
Oh, and it's great because I know you were talking earlier about, you know, not having baseball games because the fans will come. Dude, you should see Petco. It's like sold out every night. There's like 40-something thousand fans on a Monday.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, and here, thanks for the phone call, Kathy, and I think I can say this on your behalf to everyone on the text line that's letting me know that school started today. Yeah, I know. They go to school all over this country. See, you know what? No, never mind. Let me take that back. See, I don't want to do this. I've been here too long. I've heard this conversation now for more than a decade in this city. It's fine. You guys do a great job of listening on the radio, and that's all I really care about. I'd love for you to come out to Kauffman Stadium, but I'd much prefer you listen to the game on 96.5 The Fan. Royals win 5-3. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. We go to Elliot in Olathe. Elliot, you're next up on the postgame show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Vern. I was at the game tonight with my mom, and I had such a good time. I just decided to burn my last lifeguarding paycheck on games tomorrow and Wednesday's night's game. But I was a little concerned going into tonight's game because I was 2-11 on the year. So glad I got to see a win. But anyway, Lugo,
2-11. Have they even lost 11 times at home? Oh my gosh!
I know it's bad, man. It's not.
They've only lost 25 times this season. You've almost seen half of them.
Yeah, it's been really bad, but wow. Glad I got to see a win tonight, and good to see Lugo back on track, and how can you not love Salvi? Anyway, I love the show, and I'll listen off air.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for the hard work as a lifeguard. Appreciate that fine, respectable work. And yeah, listen, I would imagine you probably got some pretty good seats. By the looks of it tonight, the Angels are not going to bring many people to the yard. I mean, the guy they had hitting cleanup tonight, I never heard of him. I like to think that I'm maybe not dialed into every team in Major League Baseball, but there aren't many people that are consuming more baseball media than I am, and I never heard of the Cavadas kid. Cavadas, right? I think that's how you say it. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, what's happening, my friend?
Man, I'm feeling good, Vern. Five in a row. Great calls tonight. But, Vern, I got to talk about something. Usually Mondays are just, but, man, I got to tell you about this. Monday was a great, great day. This morning we get to work. Everybody's happy. We got our heads up. We got our chest out. People got their Royals gear on. The boss is happy. We're talking Royals, Royals, Royals. We're talking about this Angels series and who's pitching for us. But the customers are happy. We got the Royals special. We got Rally Manis up there sporting his Royals gear. I haven't felt this vibe for 8 years, Vern. The electricity was in the air. Even on the drive, Baseball Dot had a Royal Roundtable with Fesco and Dustman and Gold. Had you on later, and then Cody. That was fantastic. We appreciate that coverage. Keep up the great work. We're going for the division, everybody. We've got Cole Reagans tomorrow, and as always, let's go Royals.
Royals are now 57-6 when they allow fewer than four runs. 57-6. That record is impressive. But the fact that they've held the opposition, another big league club, to three runs or fewer in 63 of the first 125 games, man, that is remarkable. That is eye-popping. Royals 2.5 games back of Cleveland. The Guardians open up a series in the Bronx against the Yankees tomorrow night. Let's go to Seth in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. What's happening, Seth?
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I was at the game tonight. And Lugo was excellent. Salvi was clutch. Everyone around the base pads played lights out. And, you know, when you're playing a bad team that feels like they've already given up, you know, you can kind of be lulled to sleep and, like, just brought down to their level. So it was exciting to see the boys bring their own energy to a game that felt like it didn't really matter to the other team. That's all I really had to say.
Yeah, that's a great point, Seth. Without a doubt. And that's why, you know, you look at the guys that led the charge tonight. Full team effort, all that stuff, whatever. It was the 33-year-old captain. It was the 33-year-old right-hander. And it was the 31-year-old trade deadline acquisition. I don't think that's coincidence. To go along with what you're saying, I think it's a great point, Seth. Like I mentioned, the whole feel tonight was just very businesslike, especially from the crowd. I mean, there weren't the Angels never really did enough to get the crowd into it, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean the Logan Ohapi leadoff double in the fifth inning. I thought he could have been standing on third. Anthony Rendon, his ground ball to the left side in the fourth inning. I thought he could have beat it out, but these guys just don't hustle. I mean, I'll be honest. I've taken it for granted. The out-of-the-box hustle, obviously paced by Bobby Witt Jr., but Michael Garcia and MJ Melendez and Kyle Isbell and Freddie Fermin. And if these guys have a chance to take the extra 90 feet, they're taking it. You watch the Angels, and it's, all right, I guess I'll run down the first baseline. I mean, no interest in taking the extra 90 feet. So, yeah, they very much appeared to be going through the motions, which, you know, when your leaders are banged up, when Mike Trout's out, when Anthony Rendon is hinting at, hey, do I love the game like I used to? It's got to be tough for the young guys inside that Angels clubhouse to exert themselves to take over as the leader. I think it's somewhat similar to what was happening here back in 2021 and 2022, where you had the Bobby and the, Vinny, Massey, Isbell, Singer, you had the young guys starting to grow, starting to mature, but at times they were being tampered down by the attitudes of some of the veterans. So it's hard to play with a youthful joy when the veterans on your team are playing like a bunch of overpaid curmudgeons. I think that was the case here in Kansas City in 21 and 22, and that's what it looks like is happening right now with the Angels. So yeah, when they show up and they're just going through the motions, it takes a guy like Seth Lugo that has seen and done just about everything. Now, Salvi, Paul DeJong, guys that have been there, that have pitched in the, or have played in the postseason, have won a World Series. Those guys have the ability to, like you said perfectly, Seth, create their own energy. Salvi puts the boys on the board in the third with a two-out RBI single. His 26th go-ahead RBI this season. Nobody in baseball has more go-ahead RBIs than Salvador Perez. And then again, Salvi puts the game away, answering back to the two runs that the Angels scored in the seventh. Salvi drives in two runs himself in the seventh. Royals win 5-3. Let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
It's always my favorite time in the day when I get to speak anywhere and speak any words that I could speak to you, Vern, because you not only are the GOAT of the pre and post game Royals analysis. You've been hanging in there with me, and you've watched this thing unfold. We talk about 10 years ago sometimes. You know, that's a good time and everything. But just like you said, many points that you make are exactly spot on. This is a different team. It's a different time, and there's different circumstances. But I guarantee you that I'm never ceasing when I listen to the game or go to the game. I'm usually busy, but sometimes I can go to the game, and the team has done something different. We've had different guys the last couple of, with Blanco and DeJong, you know,
right,
the guys that we have gotten. Nobody really knew what we were to expect, and these guys are all contributing to this thing, this roller coaster that we have that you always talk about. And this one's on full speed here to go towards the end. And we get to see it right, you know, the end of the week. We get to see the Phillies right away. That is going to tell the whole Major League what's up with us at being a contender. You know, I'm not satisfied with just the playoffs because this team's got some features in it that belong in postseason. The anarchy. They're unbelievable. This team's going to be really a pain for everybody. They're the number one contender in the league. And I got one more thing for you, Vern. We needed a rally song, and, you know, the metal road, the Batman's a real metal road, and I'm old. But there's a song by a band called Lamb of God called Riptide, and you always talk about the Riptide, and that's our song, and we're taking it on into the playoffs. I love you, Vern. Thank you.
Okay, love you too, man. I haven't heard that song. I might have to listen to it. As long as it's upbeat, I'll listen to it on the way home. After a win, man, I need good music, upbeat music, because I'm going to be wired until like 2:30 in the morning tonight. Ain't no sleeping in my house tonight. Not after this one. Not after a 5-3 victory that sees the boys get to within 2.5 games of the division lead. And suddenly, the best record in baseball is within reach. Yeah, no doubt. Oh, we're going to get everything we could ask for starting on Friday with the Philadelphia Phillies coming to town. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper. Oh, I can't wait to see that team. Kyle Schwarber. And then again, Bobby Witt Jr. is making a run at the MVP. MLB Network and the national media are descending on Kansas City this weekend for that series against the Phils. Bob has a chance to chip away at what Aaron Judge has built in the Bronx. And then 4 in Cleveland, 4 in Houston, Cleveland again, then Minnesota at home, and then you go to the Bronx to take on the Yankees yourself. Judge and Bobby square off one final time this season. Yeah, the division race, the MVP race, Maybe the Cy Young Award race? Well, you can't count Cole Reagans out just yet. The Manager of the Year race. Executive of the Year race. Division, wild card race. Man, buckle up, Kansas City. These final 37 are going to be unforgettable. Hey, just understand that the next month and a half you'll remember for the rest of your life. Good or bad, no matter how it goes, you'll never forget the home stretch of the 2024 season. Tomorrow, Cole Reagans is on the hill. Cole Reagans pitches the biggest game of the season tomorrow. He squares off with fellow lefty Tyler Anderson. Now, every game from here on out is the biggest game of the season. That's not hyperbole. That's fact. That's what happens when you are the hunter. Don't get it twisted. Don't start to think that being in possession of a wild card spot means people are hunting you. They're not. There's way too much baseball left to be played than to feel as if you have something with a wild card spot. No, it's on. It's about winning the division. And the race continues tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock, on 96.5 The Fan.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.